Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn. And here's what's happening. The Aubrey Arboretum in East Germantown was cordoned off yesterday as police continued their investigation into a missing East Mount Airy woman. She's not been seen for a week, last seen at her nursing home shift, and KYW's Nigel Thompson has the latest.
Philadelphia detectives arrived early in the morning to the Aubrey Arboretum, a 55-acre park in East Germantown, where authorities say evidence led them in the ongoing search for missing 23-year-old Kata Scott, last seen on the night of October 4th.
We use specially trained dogs. They went through early this morning. They're finished, and now we're really looking with people.
Deputy Commissioner Frank Venor said the department enlisted the help of a couple hundred of its cadets to scour part of the park north of Washington Lane, which cuts through a heavily wooded area.
They're going to line up and carefully walk where we couldn't do it with a couple people. They're going to do it with a few hundred people, walk down to see if we can cover a lot of area quickly.
Police have not said whether the search turned up anything of note or revealed many details about the evidence that led them to the Arboretum. Scott was last seen by her mother leaving her house in East Mount Airy to go to an overnight shift last Saturday at a nursing home near where she lived. Police revealed earlier this week that she left her shift early and said she told family members that she was being harassed through her phone by a person or group of individuals. Police have recovered Scott's car, but her phone has gone dead and she's not updated her usually active social media accounts.
Shore towns are bracing for a storm, a big storm beginning tonight. New Jersey's acting governor has declared a state of emergency ahead of the storm out of the northeast. And we get the latest from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty.
Up to 5 inches of rain and heavy winds with gusts up to 60 miles per hour is heading this way. Acting Governor Tehisha Way, filling in for a traveling Phil Murphy, declared a state of emergency starting at 10 o'clock Saturday night for all 21 counties, out of an abundance of caution. Shore towns are likely to see the worst of it, as there's a risk for significant flooding.
This is going to be major. This is more than we've seen in a lot of years.
Michael Famularo with Atlantic City's Office of Emergency Management says they're preparing for tidal flooding and road closures.
We'll probably see the worst of the storm from very early Sunday morning until into Monday morning. I said it could be three tide cycles, are telling us right now.
There could also be significant beach erosion and dune breaches. Emergency management officials want everyone to keep up with the weather forecast and be aware of the evacuation routes if necessary. The state of emergency runs into Monday morning.
Bryn Mawr College has announced it's offering free tuition for eligible students beginning next fall. The Beacon Initiative builds on a 2024 program eliminating federal student loan debt for qualifying students. A Temple alumnus who at first was turned down for admission is now giving the school its largest ever gift. We get the story from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
It all began years ago when Christopher Barnett, with a GED and some community college credits, was denied admission to Temple University. So he waited in the admissions office until the director agreed to meet with him.
I pleaded my case as if it were all on the line, and I made her a promise. If she reversed her decision, I would graduate with a 4.0 GPA, become a prominent alum, and give back to the university.
She did, and Barnett went on to found ABA Centers of America, an autism care provider. Friday, Barnett, now 42, announced he's giving $55 million to Temple. The university is naming its College of Public Health after him. $20 million of the gift will go toward an autism center at the school. Barnett said the experience of being invested in the face of uncertain odds, shaped him. And that fueled him to invest in future generations of Temple students.
Well, Philadelphia is now home to the first American retail location devoted to Michael Jordan's best-selling sneakers. KYW's Sonny Morgan attended yesterday's celebratory block party on Walnut Street.
Michael Jordan's crazy popular sneaker brand has retail locations all over the world, like Tokyo and Mexico City. But today, the first World of Flight retail location in America is now open in Center City on the 1600 block of Walnut Street. Superfans like Kyle waited in a long line, some overnight, to get their first peek at the store.
Definitely got paid today, that's for sure. So I'm trying to spend a little bit and see what they got. I know they're doing like some exclusive releases and stuff like that, so I just want to check it out.
Many hung out at the block party to catch one of the surprise guests, many hoping Jalen Hurts and Michael Jordan himself would show up.
Jordan all day. I'm definitely a fan. I'm definitely a fan. And, of course, my baby Jalen. So I'm definitely a fan that both of my most important people are connecting together.
Hurts, who was signed to the Jordan brand, showed up to answer questions and play cashier inside the store.
And when you look at MJ and the example he set, the precedent he set for competitive sports and the type of athlete he was, I think he is the ultimate model to look after.
And now you know where to get your Air Jordans, right in Center City, Philadelphia. And that's the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.